All right, members, the Committee on Regulated Industries will now come to order. Susan, please call the roll.
Chair Bradley?
Here.
Vice Chair Pizzo? Senator Bernard?
Here.
Senator Boyd? Senator Burgess? Senator Claudiude? Senator Fine? Senator Gruters? Senator Engolia? Quorum is present.
Thank you. Senator Pizzo is excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. We will start with tab one, and that's SB 160 on public accountancy by Senator Gruters. Senator Gruters, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senate Bill 160 is a CPA licensure bill that will add additional pathways to become licensed in Florida while not lowering standards. That's the bill, Madam Chair, and I do have an amendment.
Very good. We'll take up Amendment Barcode 794636 by Senator Gruters, and you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a technical amendment that clarifies some provisions in the licensure application process and revises the effective date.
All right, members, are there questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? No? Any debate? Senator Gruters, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All right, back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? We'll show the amendment adopted. Is there any objection to the amendment? Seeing none, we'll show the amendment adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? We do have one appearance form. Jason Harrell with the Florida Institute of CPAs waving in support. Any debate on the bill as amended? All right, Senator Gruters, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Very good. Susan, please call the roll and see us for SB 160.
Senator Bernard. Senator Boyd. Senator Burgess. Senator Claudiude. Senator Fine. Senator Gruters. Senator Engolia. Vice Chair Pizzo. Chair Bradley.
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 160 is reported favorably. Members, we'll take up tab two in just a moment when give Senator Rodriguez a moment to get settled and present. You're recognized when you are ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, good afternoon. This bill seeks to modernize the Telecommunications Access System Act of 1991, also known as TASA, by implementing the recommendations proposed by the Public Service Commission, PSC, as part of its annual relay report. The legislation accomplishes this modernization by authorizing the administrator of the Telecommunications Access System to distribute more modern and updated technologies, incorporating definitions for technology not contemplated by the original act, revising outdated terms and phrases, and broadening the eligibility of the TASA Advisory Committee, and that is the bill.
Very good. Members, are there questions on the bill? All right, seeing none, there is one amendment. We'll take up Amendment Barcode 375282 by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment is a technical amendment that was recommended by committee staff.
Any questions? Any appearance forms? Any debate? Senator, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing none, we'll show the amendment adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? We do have an appearance form. Robert Walters with the Florida Telecommunications Relay, Inc., speaking for the bill, and also with Cecil Bradley. You're both recognized.
Executive Director of FTRI, and I, of course, represent FTRI with this bill, and after Mr. Bradley speaks, if the committee has any questions, I'm more than happy to answer.
You want me to go ahead and speak? I have a few words. Madam Chairperson, Vice President Pezzo, Vice Chair, thank you. So nice to meet you all. Now, basically, I definitely encourage you to be in favor of our revisions. But first of all, the TASA was set up in 1991. And for now, believe it or not, this is a very antiquated law and regarding new technology that's out there. So we need to catch up. And we ask for your consideration on that issue. Now, the reason why we're asking for your consideration, there was a report several years ago, and it really echoed what we've been saying for years, that landlines are depleting and disappearing very quickly. We provide equipment that is landline-based. It's analog-based. So luckily, like, for example, when the numbers have gone down and the people that rely on landlines have decreased. So they rely on the relay service, and they do rely on landlines, just the few that are out there. However, we do need to consider to offer wireless to people who need it, and they want to improve their mobility. They want it for safety reasons. That is a consideration, definitely. And as Senator Rodriguez said, she mentioned in the annual report from the PSC, it was definitely recommended that the law be updated. And we definitely encourage and say that we welcome their support. So what we would like to do, we want a favorable consideration because we don't want to be left behind. Our people with hearing loss definitely depend on accessible communication, and they want to be able to take advantage of telephones. They want to be able to take up this issue. I ask for your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bradley. Thank you, Mr. Walters. And any other appearance forms? All right. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized to close.
I just want to say thank you to those who came to testify today, and I ask for your favorable support as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Susan, please call the roll on CS for SB 344.
Senator Bernard. Yes. Senator Boyd. Yes. Senator Burgess. Senator Cloutier. Yes. Senator Fine. Yes. Senator Gruters. Yes. Senator Angolia. Yes. Vice Chair Pizzo. Chair Bradley.
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 344 is reported favorably. All right. We'll take up tab 3, SPB 7006 by regulated industries relating to public records and meetings, NG 911 systems. Mr. Kurt Schrader, you are recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate proposed bill 7006. Saves from repeal public records exemption from the inspection or copying of public records for the following information. Building plans, blueprints, schematic drawings, and diagrams, including draft, preliminary, and final formats, which depict the structural elements of 911, E911, or public safety radio communication system infrastructure, including towers, antennae, equipment, or facilities used to provide 911, E911, or public safety radio telecommunication services, or other 911, E911, or public safety radio communication structures or facilities owned or operated by an agency. It also covers geographical maps, including the indicating the actual proposed locations of 911, E911, public safety radio communication infrastructure, including towers, antennae, equipment or facilities used to provide 911, E911, or public safety radio services, or other 911, E911, or public safety radio communication structures or facilities owned or operated by an agency. The bill also saves from repeal a public meeting exemption for any portions of a meeting that would reveal this information, as well as a public record exemption for any meetings or recordings or transcripts of exempt meetings. In addition, the bill adds next generation 911 system to the system protected by public record and public meeting exemptions. This is intended to bring the exemptions in line with the terminology implemented in SB 1418, passed by the legislature in 2023, which in part made several updates to Florida's emergency communications law to support or reflect the transition from E-911 to NG-911 systems. Under Section 11915, Florida statutes, a law that substantially amends an existing exemption must be repealed at the end of 5 years and reviewed by the legislature before the scheduled repeal date. Thus, the revised scheduled repeal date of these exemptions would be October 2nd, 2030, as the inclusion of NG-911 systems may be construed as a substantial amendment. Senate committee staff surveyed Florida's counties, law enforcement agencies, and 911 dispatchers regarding these exemptions. The significant majority of responses recommended readopting the exemptions as is, with the remainder recommending the exemptions be readopted with some expansions. Upon reviewing the responses and current law, staff recommended the exemptions be readopted with the NG-911 revisions previously mentioned. And that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that explanation. Are there questions on the proposed bill? Are there any appearance forms? Is there any debate? Senator Kalatayud moves that SPB 7006 be submitted as a committee bill. Is there objection? Seeing none, show the motion adopted. Please call the roll on SPB 7006.
Senator Bernard. Senator Boyd. Senator Burgess. Senator Kalatayud. Senator Fine. Senator Gruters. Senator Ungolia. Vice Chair Pizzo. Chair Bradley.
Yes, and by your vote, SPB 7006 is reported favorably as a committee bill. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? All right, is there any other business before the committee? Senator Gruters moves we adjourn. Seeing no objection, we are adjourned.